This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And Douglas County Commissioner Tim Freeman in. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me in.
So you were recently appointed to the NACO Steering Committee. That's the National Association of Counties. Tell us about that, kind of what that means.
So it's the Public Lands Steering Committee, and as people here in Douglas County know, a lot of the lands here in Douglas County, actually a little over 50% of the lands, are controlled by the federal government. So as part of the Board of Commissioners, myself and the other two commissioners, part of the work that we do is making sure at a regional and national level, we're working with other counties that have similar problems and issues and concerns around the way public lands are being managed. The National Association of County has many different steering committees for policy. This one happens to be focused on public lands. And it's really interesting. Oftentimes we combine the Western Interstate region of NACO, which I'm on the board of directors, with this public land committee for the meetings, because so many of the issues are the same. The 15 Western states and all the counties that are within those states have the vast majority of the public lands here in the United States.
Yeah, and that is something to, for folks around here, we're used to that, but when you think about other parts of the country, that's not the case.
Yeah, it's interesting. On this national steering committee, you end up with commissioners that their public lands might be a Civil War memorial area, or even Revolutionary War areas where they are relatively small, but yet still the challenge of, you know, maintaining and managing and paying for is a concern to them. But in percentage wise, compared to the total amount of land, some of those counties on the East Coast have very little public lands. There's other counties here in the West that have almost all of their land in their county is public and controlled. Some of the counties in Nevada, for instance, where the vast majority of the land in that county is publicly owned and managed.
And for county government, that impacts how much revenue, what your tax base is, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so usually, I mean, across the country, most counties function their county government on property tax. Us public land counties, many of us have other revenue streams. You know, for example, here in Western Oregon, we have really focused on timber receipts through the history of our counties, and that sharing of that commodity of timber that's grown and sold off public lands, that the sharing of that receipt, that revenue, has how counties have functioned. Other parts have, you know, mineral sources, oil and gas. Still others use recreation with sales tax and other funding streams. So learning about how the different counties deal with their public lands and how they can use those public lands in a way that you know, is true to the congressional intent and also helpful and meaningful to the people that live in those areas of public lands has been something really interesting to learn about. I've been serving on this committee for quite a while, and as you all know, I've talked to you before about the role I have on the board of directors of Western Interstate Region of the National Association of Counties. And during those meetings, we focus an awful lot on the way those public lands are managed.
So how often does this involve meetings for you then?
Yeah, so we do meetings at least once a month. We actually have a meeting today, and it's a combined meeting. Our chair of the Western Interstate Region is the East Side Commissioner from Oregon. Oregon gets two slots on that board of directors, one from the west side and one from the east side. And our commissioner over there is actually a judge. It's Judge Dan Joyce from Malheur County. And today we're going to be talking about a variety of things. Probably the most important thing we're going to talk about is wildland fire mitigation and management, and talking about, you know, what a guy can, you know, what we can do for policy to help keep these wildland fires from getting so big, how we can manage the land better before and after the fire.
And obviously, being a county commissioner, you've got a lot of things to do, period. This adds quite a bit of extra work.
Yeah, so because the three commissioners here in Douglas County work so well together as a team, my fellow commissioners do some of the work here so I can go do some of this regional and national work. And it's important. You know, we one of the things on the agenda today for our meetings, talking about the fly-in to talk about Squirrel Schools and payment in lieu of taxes. Well, Douglas County is the number one historical revenue receiving county in the nation from timber receipts, so that makes us the number one Squirrel School receiving county in the nation. So, you know, we have to be part of those discussions, and you know, my fellow commissioners recognize that, I recognize it, so we are absolutely part of that work all the time, and it gives us a voice really at the regional and national level.
What do you think in terms of, I mean, every time we have a different administration, things shift back and forth. Yeah. How's it been going the last couple of years?
Yeah, so, you know, I've now working on my third administration since being a commissioner, and it changes. And really what changes mostly is that the beginning of the administrations, the first year or better, you just have a bunch of new people. So you start all over. You got to start, you know, really with educating and explaining the impacts of decisions in Washington, D.C. on local communities here in Western Oregon. Of course, this administration came in the middle of the pandemic. And if there's anything good out of the pandemic is the Zoom calls and the ability to communicate instead of just conference calls. So we are able to do a lot more meeting without having to travel, and I've appreciated that.
So NACO, how long has that organization been around?
So NACO, I think it was founded in 1935. And remember, O&C Counties was founded in 1925, so about 10 years after our O&C Counties Association. It's interesting if you can imagine all the different issues that counties might have. I mean, even here in Oregon, our Association of Oregon Counties, we have a variety of issues, from issues that Multnomah County cares about to issues that Douglas County or Lake County care about, and that's pretty varied. At the national level, it's even more so. So, you know, attending the national conferences and the big events, you learn so much about what's affecting other counties, and a lot of times it's, you know, things that really don't seem pertinent to Douglas County, but many times there's issues that are common. And, you know, we worked on two big issues for Douglas County that literally took an act of Congress. One was just changing the uses of the Squirrel School Title III funding to allow us to pay for search and rescue equipment, training, and patrols. And more recently, we were able to change the law when we did the reauthorization for Squirrel Schools to allow counties to elect to either take Squirrel Schools or take timber receipts, and the ability for counties to opt out of taking Squirrel Schools is very important for O&C counties like Douglas County, because this year, and it looks like next year, we have achieved enough timber receipts to surpass the amount of funding that Squirrel School provides. So we're going to be able to get back on timber receipts and off of Squirrel Schools for the O&C counties.
All right, an update there from Douglas County Commissioner Tim Freeman. Thanks for coming in.
Great, thank you for having me.
8:40 at the Morning Report.